You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the It's Always Draft Season podcast, part of the Packernet Podcast Network. Jake Schmink here with Mason Thompson. Mason, how are we doing? We got a pretty, pretty hefty episode ahead of us, but it should be a fun one.
Yeah, we have a hefty episode, kind of a little bit of a different aspect of what we're trying to do. We kind of pulled a backup option here. We're going to go over some of how these free agent signings affect the draft. Outside of, like, what you asked earlier, how am I doing? It is raining like pretty hard here right now. I do not appreciate it. My March Madness brackets are doing okay. That started today.
That's it. Yes.
Hoping for some better luck as we keep going, but we'll get through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Always a fun time of year. And yeah, free agency is fully underway. We have signings left and right. Actually, some pretty crazy moves. We'll get to them all, of course, but mostly we want to focus on, we'll maybe talk about the players a little bit, mostly the re-signs. We'll just mention them maybe, but like try to focus on the big names for each team and kind of just how it may affect the draft strategy. So let's dive in right now. Buffalo Bills, biggest things for them obviously is losing Tremaine Edmonds. We'll get to the team that signed him, of course. Everybody knows who that is, but we'll get to them. I think the biggest things for them, obviously bringing back Jordan Poyer on a two-year deal. That's a nice one. They extended Matt Milano. They bring in Connor McGovern at guard, actually, three-year, $23 million deal. That's a pretty, I'd say, a significant one.
Yep.
And then they re-sign Tyler Matakevich. Then they bring in receiver and returner Deonte Hardy. Mason, where do we feel like the Bills, and if you want to talk to the moves, that's fine as well, but where do we feel like the Bills are do you think they should be leaning early in the draft?
Just to kind of go off on that a little bit, I like the McGovern signing just because you knew Roger Saffold was going to be a free agent and everything. Same with Van Roten. So you've got starting left guard or right guard, wherever you want to put him. It also kind of puts a little bit more pressure onto Spencer Brown at right tackle. We've already talked about it at length quite a bit. I think everybody has. He hasn't really improved from last year to this year. That could be an option to go at in the first round is right tackle. Obviously, from what it sounds like, they've been opening up a lot of cap space. I don't know if that was just for the McGovern move, but they have been opening up a lot of cap space for most likely a receiver. DeAndre Hopkins comes to mind in a trade. That's an option. And then looking at the roster now with Tremaine Edmonds gone, you've got Tyrell Dodson, Tyler Matakevich, Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, their third-round pick last year, and Baylen Specter at linebacker. I could expect them to take another shot at a linebacker early unless they really think Bernard is that guy in the middle.
Yeah, that's possible. I think what really helps is, you know, I think the Bills did probably the smart thing. It was like, we're going to roll with Hyde and Poyer. Maybe they'll look at safety later. It wouldn't rule it out, but it definitely takes the kind of the pressure off of like, we better get Brian Branch or something like that early on, or Sidney Brown or somebody on day two. Like it takes the pressure off that, which is nice for them. I agree. I think the McGovern signing is probably my favorite, even over Poyer and extending Milano, just because like you need bodies there. Like you can't get pushed around up front anymore. Does that take Torrance off the books potentially at 27? I think is where they're at.
Yeah,
26. Like, yeah, I think it might, but again, you got to be able to protect Josh Allen. You can't let him be a hero. I do think you're right. I think Hopkins feels like the landing spot at that Buffalo for Hopkins, I think is the pairing that we're probably going to see. Just because I don't think Judy complements the Diggs. No. It's really kind of the same player you're getting out of them in terms of like the type of receiver. Obviously Diggs way better, of course, unless they go Sutton. That's maybe an option as well. So they're looking probably at the big bodied receivers. So that's something again, still in the draft that they could look at. I still think if Darnell Wright's there at their pick or DeJuan Jones, I think they're going to be in serious consideration. Like you said, I think you got to push Spencer Brown a little bit. You got to let him know, like, it's time or somebody's coming for you. Cause I think they could go edge. I think they could take, you know, if Brzee falls to them, you know, maybe take the shot there. Like there are going to be options for them on the defensive line, especially their pick that I think now is, I think they're entrenched in the idea of going trenches early in the draft.
Yeah.
So
I think that's kind of the route they go. Obviously, like running back, potentially, obviously, with Bijan if he drops there.
Yeah.
They haven't re-signed Devin Singletary, so you just got James Cook there pretty much right now. And that's all they've got. So unless they want to take a shot on Leonard Fournette, I think they should probably take a look at Bijan there at 27 as well if he is somehow there.
Yeah, they definitely could, and I think it's tough when you know without Von Miller, like
yeah.
The trenches look just horrendous, and like the Bengals push them around, and like you can't let that happen again. But yeah, skill position could definitely still be something they look at as well. Let's move on. Miami Dolphins, they're bringing in Mike White. That is clearly insurance. No doubt about it. They bring back both running backs, Gaskin and Mostert, actually, and Wilson. They brought back
and
everybody.
Wilson, yeah.
They bring in Braxton Berrios, whatever. I'm not worried about that. Dan Feeney's interesting. They needed help there on the interior offensive line. That's very clear. Yeah, and that's about it, right? No, the big ones, David Long coming in is a big deal at linebacker.
That's huge.
There's no doubt about it. And on an extremely reasonable deal as well, coming over from Tennessee. And then, of course, landing Jalen Ramsey for a third round pick in Hunter Long. Nice.
Yeah.
Especially knowing like, okay, Byron Jones is out of there. You have Howard and Ramsey.
Yeah.
Which like 2 years ago, that's, I mean, what would you even say? I mean, Ramsey's still probably top five, even if you believe he's declining a little bit as he's maybe overstretching his prime. But like, man, their secondary looks ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
right
nuts.
Now. So they believe in passing and defending the pass. That much is very clear. I mean, they keep their second round pick, Mason. That's a huge deal. Yeah. Where are you going to go?
I would still like to address the offensive line. Just right tackle with Austin Jackson there. I mean, I like the signing for Dan Feeney because Carter Williams is there. You don't know what Eichenberg is at this point anymore. Robert Hunt's okay. And then one thing I look at, I know they have Waddle and Tyreek Hill. I wouldn't be surprised. Cedric Wilson's good. Brett Berrios is fine. Isagama's fine. I wouldn't be too surprised if Mike McDaniel's just like, I need more weapons. If like a receiver falls to him, like a Michael Wilson or something, and he just takes a shot on him in, say, the second or third or fourth round, something like that. But this Miami Dolphins team is looking really, really good. You never know in that division now, there's some changes there, which we'll get to in a little bit, obviously. But man, Miami looks really tough. They almost beat Buffalo with a third string quarterback. Adding like Jalen Ramsey, adding David Long, this is huge for them.
Yeah,
also,
I don't.
I forgot something.
Yeah.
Tight end. What are you doing at tight end? Because it's just Smythe and Sauber, right?
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing at tight end is interesting. Because, like, obviously, they I don't know if it's just they didn't like, or if there was friction between Gesicki and the Dolphins. I'm sure there was, or just like, as well as they don't like the type of player he is. Do they want more of a blocker at tight end? That opens the door for something really scary if this player were to fall there. I don't think we think he's going to anymore, but like Darnell Washington in Miami uniform would be insane.
No.
I think you're looking more at like the Laportas and the Crafts of the world that are going to get to where they're at in the second and third round. I'd be okay kicking the tires on that. I think Davis Allen would be a really nice day three pick for them as well. I think they're going to address it. I do.
Would definitely not be surprised if Laporta's their guy, just the blocking, like a not obviously not a comp, but same school as Kittle. Slight reminiscence, very, 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 very slight reminiscence of what he was coming out a few years ago.
Dude just eviscerated Illinois. They couldn't cover him as well. So, like, I mean, another weapon in the passing game would be insane for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
But I think they're in a great spot. Like you said, center guard, they got to do something there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a struggle because, like, center's good, right? But, you know, you never know. A couple names come off before you may have to move up. Guard is not great. I can't imagine Torrence is there when they pick.
No.
Like, Arizona in the early second round should not even be hesitating. We know they probably will, but, you know,
Or even Seattle too.
Yeah, Seattle needs him as well, and they pick four times before the Dolphins
Yeah.
pick. So, yeah, I mean, they got to get better there. Yeah, Patriots will move on. Made some moves
Correct.
at the skill positions. James Robinson coming in. We know they love to run the ball, so that's not like overly shocking or anything. But they do get Juju Smith-Schuster, who I think they gave more money to than the Chiefs were set to do.
Yeah.
3 years, 25 and a half, worth up to 33 with incentives. That's a pretty hefty number for him. But I kind of like that. They're brought in three offensive linemen. I think most notably Reef and Calvin Anderson.
Yeah.
I think I have a feeling. I think I know where they're going to go. They bring back McMillan. They bring back Mac Wilson. They bring back Jonathan Jones, and they bring back Jabril Peppers. Who do you think that the and there's rumors about them looking at other receivers
Yeah.
as well, trading for. So like if, but let's operate with the idea that they still have their first round pick. Mason, thoughts on the signings, and then thoughts on what pick 14 may hold.
I mean, obviously, like, I really like the Juju signing. I'm not really the biggest Juju guy, but getting him for cheaper than what Jakobi Meyers went for to Las Vegas is huge for them. They needed it. Sounds like they're in on the Hopkins slash Judy slash Sutton sweepstakes. So whatever happens there happens. I would like definitely like another weapon in here because it's just Parker, Thornton, Juju, Bourne. That's kind of a lot of just meh outside of Juju. I obviously they also traded away. Why am I blanking? The tight end.
Oh, Janu, yes,
Yeah, so
they did.
Janu went to Atlanta, so that could open up a
Oh no.
spot at tight end for like Michael Mayer, unless you want to trade down and just take Darnell Washington, just because why not? Of course, defensively they did. No, I'll stick on the line. I really like what they did, just because. I know Bill always likes to kind of take shots on guys at the offensive line. He's like traded for three offensive linemen in the preseason in like 2 days, the 1 year. So I would like something more at right tackle, obviously, because Reef's there, obviously. Calvin Anderson's fine. I would potentially like, we'll get to it in one of our later episodes of tackles is New England's in that range for where if you need a tackle, take one because they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
I really like keeping Jonathan Jones. That's huge for them, just because I think he could have potentially gotten more money elsewhere. Keeping Jabril Peppers is huge, just because of the recent retirement from McCourty. So I really like what they did. If I had to guess right now, I could still see them taking a poke at corner in the first round, just because you never know what Bill's going to do, or he loves his tight end. So I think it's going to be like corner, tight end, or right tackle.
Yeah, I just don't know like which receiver. I just don't
Yeah.
feel like Quentin Johnson's going to be a Belichick guy for some reason. And like, I don't know. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, I love him. I think he's
Yeah.
fantastic. I don't know if like Bills would be like, ah, that's a little redundant, even though he's better than everybody in my room.
Yeah.
Maybe the same thing with Addison, but like Addison being open for Mac Jones as much as he can be would be a huge deal. I just don't think they're going to do that in the first. They don't seem like the team. Like, I don't know if scar tissue from N'Keal Harry has them going like that. I understand. But that's on you, New England. Yeah, I think like they're very much a team that would be like, ah, Porter,
Yeah.
Witherspoon, Banks. Yeah, I think completely in on any of those guys. But yes, the idea of Michael Mayer or Darnell Washington going to New England is a very scary thought. Yeah, I love that idea for them for sure. New York Jets
Congratulations.
got some things going on. Obviously, it sounds like they're going to end up with Aaron Rodgers. That's the biggest thing, of course. It sounds like they also will not have to part with pick 13 to do so.
I don't know what's even going on anymore with that. There's so many
Who
conflicting
knows?
reports right now.
Yeah, who knows?
I wouldn't have even said that because
Well, I said it.
you did say it.
I guarantee they don't want to give up that
Well,
pick.
yeah, they don't
They would
want to.
much rather give up a 2024 first, I think, than a
Well, yes.
2023 first, right? Of course. So, because they're in a range that I think we're going to talk about quick about what they need to do there over anything else, really. I think the big, honestly, like, yeah, they signed Lazard. That's a big deal. Like, obviously, that's for Rodgers, but that's also like, you know, extremely diet, zero carb, like Drake London. Like, we need a big body to catch some passes. That's the body type we were missing in the room at receiver, which understandable. But I think the Chuck Clark trade is a huge deal for
That's
them.
huge for
Obviously,
them.
the Ravens have their guys at safety, so they didn't need really Clark in the room. But like, this is a big deal for the Jets who needed it. And that kind of, even testing aside, takes them, I think, out of the Brian Branch sweepstakes a little bit. Even if they view him as a slot corner, I still think there's a chance that that's really pretty basically off to them, unless he's there in the second, perhaps. But we, again, pick 43 might not, they might not have that. Mason, who, I think we're on the same page of what the Jets probably should be doing in the first round. Do you have a player that you'd like there over anyone else?
Right now I would say Broderick Jones. If they go in a different direction, I wouldn't be too surprised just because Nate Shepard and Sheldon Rankins both left in free agency. They both got big deals from New Orleans. Well, not really big, just kind of, decent chunk of change from New Orleans and Houston. So maybe if a guy slips, I wouldn't be too shocked if, even though he had a bad, pro day, Jalen Carter, that could be in play if that pick is still there. Obviously, they do need a right tackle unless they really feel adamant Max Mitchell's the guy. Right now, outside of right tackle, who's playing center as well?
That's a
That's an
problem.
issue because McGovern's gone now. So you never know who's going to play center for them. So I think it's like you can't take a center there unless
No, I don't think so.
you just trade down. Maybe if they, here's something. 13. Green Bay gets it, but they give up 45 back.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. That's definitely going to solve the center problem. The question is, do you like
Good
anyone
trade.
at tag? Do they like, maybe if they're gonna like Jones, are they gonna like Jalen Duncan in the second round? That could be the play. Like, there's, I think, plenty to work with Duncan, and we'll get to him, I'm sure, when we talk about the tackle position very, very soon. We postponed it because we want to give the most depth that we can. Just to point, just to
Throw it out
inform
there.
the people. Yeah, are you, so let's, I'm going to ask this because I brought this up. I was on a YouTube video doing a three-round mock. If they really want to lean on Rodgers a lot, pass pro is a huge deal. Is Darnell Wright potentially exactly what they need? I know it's a little rich at 13. I actually think almost every tackle is a little bit rich at 13, just based on like the players they are. But again, it's a premium position. So what are you gonna do? Is he in play? Like, this is right tackle, much better as a pass protector than anything else. Like, if you're not committed to running, I feel like it's him. But if not, then I would, you know.
I could definitely see it just because of it's from what it sounds like is Rodgers is going to be in on almost every single conversation at this point, for that front office and everything. So I can definitely see it being a Darnell Wright. As of right now, everything that I've seen just points to kind of like Roderick, but I could definitely see it if it's Darnell Wright just because pass pro and everything. So he's outstanding at it because he just stonewalled Will Anderson this year, obviously. So yeah.
Yeah, he had, I don't want to go too in depth, but like Anderson, Carter, Brzee, faced them all. And Brzee and Carter are out there, but like Ojulari had no chance against him pretty much the entire, like, he just erased like all the potential, like blue chippers, first round, but like just erased them. But yes, I mean, there are not many 20-year-olds with the athletic upside and all the potential of a Broderick Jones that you like, oh, we should pass on that. So. Okay, we have done the AFC East. Very nice. I don't know what to say on the Baltimore front as we move to the AFC North. I don't like, yeah, they re-signed Trayvon Mullen. Cool. They re-signed Justice Hill. That's nice. Lamar, not a lot of interest, it seems, even though I
No.
think the Jets and Colts should both be in on that.
Yep.
You know, that the Panthers could have easily been in on it instead of trading up to one, and then you would have DJ Moore, you know. Is there anything we want to talk about? Like, is receiver locked in at wherever they pick. I feel like corner's probably also in that conversation. Just when does the run start? I feel like the Ravens are going to be in the thick of that receiver run. What do you think right now?
Yeah, I think it's just between like receiver and corner. There was some rumblings where I thought that potentially Darius Slay was going to be a Raven last night before he originally stayed. Just receiver and corner is just when you look at the team, that's all you really need at this point. I wouldn't be too. Yeah, just looking at it, just receiver and corner just stick out so much. Maybe a like defensive end because Matty Buke is there. Like that front three could use some work, but obviously, like Travis Jones is there, Michael Pierce is there. You got some bodies there to work with. Odafe always going to take that number two edge rusher with Ojabo there, too. I think they're kind of still a stacked team, unfortunately, as we like to talk about it. Whoever we want is going to end up as a Raven. So Jackson Smith and Jigba, welcome to Baltimore.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah.
I don't think they really need anything else because Isaiah Likely season is in full force now as a tight end too. So
heck yeah. Okay. Is the most Ravens thing Brian Bresee being good and being the pick? They just cut Calais Campbell. That might be the most Raven thing. Like Bresee, I has a lot of questions, right? Pad level, I think, being among the most concerning, perhaps.
Yeah.
But like him being good with like that front is like probably the most Ravens thing.
Yeah.
So
they're an insane team. It's just such a shame that like whatever situations going off the bar just hindered them so much last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say I want the Ravens to be good with Lamar.
Yes.
They're there. They need a new training staff. There's no doubt about it. I don't know what's going on with all that. The injuries have been just racked brutal. Up. But yeah, it's cool to watch DaCosta work the magic in the draft. We're ready for another year of that. Cincinnati Bengals. Holy moly. This was probably, I think, the most shocking signing of the free agency period so far, getting Orlando Brown for about 16 per year, which truthfully is not like the number I thought that Brown was going to get. I thought for sure Chicago was going to offer more. They also bring in Cody Ford.
I like that.
Which is interesting. You know, the Bills unload him to Arizona. He comes over. Arizona can't keep offensive linemen. That's very clear. And then they bring back Jermaine Pratt. So, like, linebacker.
So, like, we're
pretty solid there. And the offensive line looks pretty good.
It looks good. Have that competition here with Bolson and Ford for left guard.
Jonah Williams center. Do you remember that conversation way back when?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Like Brown and Lyle Collins, but then again, how much are you trusting Lyle Collins after that sign? Like it didn't go well. But like if Lyle Collins could be where he's been, you have Brown and Collins, two just giant individuals. And you can move potentially Williams. You can move him inside if you want to guard, but like also center. Like what do we think? Like they're obviously in potentially on Gardner Johnson, but like what do we think for the Bengals? I think there's a position that is fun that you can lean for sure. But like, where do you think the Bengals stand right now in terms of the draft?
I think the biggest thing is you've got Hilton and Awuzie at corner. Eli Apple's a free agent. Cam Taylor-Britt did very well towards the end of the year. Had a breakout in that playoff game. Could look there, obviously. The Daxton Hill, I think our two leaders in that hive are sitting here right now. It's breakout season. I think they have some bodies there with Brandon Wilson and Tyson Anderson. Obviously, if they're in on Chauncey, that's tremendous. Getting Daxton and Chauncey for your Von Bell and Jesse Bates replacements, you can obviously do worse. But I think it's really between like corner safety anywhere in the secondary or tight end in the first round, just because you lost Hayden Hurst to Carolina. We'll get to that.
Yep.
But right now you've got Devin Asiasi, and that's about it for guys on the roster. So
yeah,
I think you got to look there.
Yeah, I think Michael Mayer, if he falls to that point, which like there's a chance the athletic upside, like pass catching guys go before him, and Mayer's quote unquote boring, and he falls like to that point, like that would be a steal, I think, as well. Maybe Branch. I just feel like they're probably going to be in more on like a Jamie Robinson on day two rather than Branch. But yeah, I mean they're in great shape. I really like where the Bengals are at. They've said they've done the Chiefs thing now. They're like, okay, the Chiefs saw it at the end of the, you know, Tampa Bay Super Bowl. They're like, all right, that's it. Offensive line. The Bengals saw it after the Super Bowl loss. The Rams are like, all right, offensive line every year. Doesn't matter.
So we were talking about safeties. Did you see who they just signed?
No.
Nick Scott.
Did they really?
Yeah.
The Rams. Well, there we go. Live on the recording.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
So that's a decent signing for them. Daxton Hill and Nick Scott is a kind of decent combination there. Get a corner. I mean, tight end. I mean, I can see them trading down out of first round at this point.
Yeah. They're also hosting Taylor Rapp.
Wow.
So
Packers, come on.
Yeah, Packers.
Taylor Rapp, baby. Or John Johnson, get on it.
Do something at safety. You lost Thornhill, who we're about to talk about. Cleveland Browns, quick. They go Ethan Posick. They bring him back. That's huge. They get Obo Okoronkwo away from Houston. They get Dalvin Tomlinson on a huge deal away from Minnesota. And then Juan Thornhill at safety. Browns pick up 42, I believe. Any thoughts on where we might go in that direction?
I think it's got to be a receiver at this point. They've been kind of tiptoeing around with the Broncos with the Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton sweepstakes. You kind of need it. You just got Amari Cooper. There's no more Rashard Higgins there. Obviously, it's been a while since he's been there. Peoples-Jones is fine. Anthony Schwartz hasn't really done much there other than like be a kick returner. Same with Jalen Darnby, who signed off waivers. So it's kind of a barren wasteland there outside of Amari Cooper.
Yeah, I think Downs, Tyler Scott, maybe Mims, like all potentially in play for them. That's speed. That's still, you know, route savvy. Yeah, I think they're in that range. Like, it wouldn't shock me if they wanted to, you know, if they're going to stay like, I know they're going to spread it out a lot more with Watson, but if they have a receiving tight end that they like there, wouldn't shock me either, honestly. But they got better on the defensive line.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's a big deal. They needed to get better there. It was like Mozzie Smith, the final piece potentially, if he's still there.
Like I really like what
young
they did.
Player.
Like,
yeah. So
Okoronkwo and Tomlinson is huge for them.
Yeah, Tomlinson.
Thornhill replacing John Johnson. That's almost similar level, almost an upgrade there. Their defense is looking really good. You could add another defensive tackle, maybe. Get some more depth on the edge. I know Alex Wright's there and everything. Get a receiver. This Browns team is looking good as long as Watson kind of gets back to what he was.
Ojulari.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Pittsburgh. Signed Nate Herbig. Guard. Sick. Brought back Larry Ogunjobi for a pretty steep number.
Yeah.
Patrick Peterson's obviously the big one. That's really cool. Him going to Pittsburgh, and they brought in, you know, I'd say two under the radar maybe signings, or just, you know, kind of just a guy signings with Holcomb and Landon Roberts. 17 to me, at least from what I'm hearing from some buddies in the Pittsburgh connection, it's defense. It's not offensive line, and they feel comfortable with that. I don't agree.
I don't either.
We're going to have the same. It sounds like we're going to have the same conversation after in the draft recaps that we had last year. It was like, why have you not done this?
And what are you doing?
And when Pickett's on the ground over and over and over, we're like, well, I mean, you found out.
Yeah.
Like, this is the ultimate finding out. So, like, for me, like, I still think Deontay Banks.
Yeah.
Maybe Brzee.
I'd have the same opinion as this. Defensive line at this point. I don't see them going safety if Branch is there just because they have Kazee there still. I think it's got to be corner. It's got to be D-tackle. So if you're not taking offensive line, it's got to be one of those two.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. Houston's made a lot of moves. We'll move to AFC South. Case Keenum coming in.
As we expected them to.
Yeah, Case Keenum coming in. Quarterback feels solved, you know, obviously. Keenum, yeah. Noah Brown and Robert Woods, Andrew Beck at tight end. They traded for Shaq Mason. Absolutely love that move for them.
Love it.
They bring back Questenberry. That's fine. I still don't think that necessarily takes them out of the center running, maybe early
Nope.
on day two. But Winovich, Sheldon Rankins, and Hassan Ridgeway come in via the defensive line. And they re-sign MJ Stewart and then Mason. Victory Lapas a little
Victory
bit
lap.
there. You can start with him, victory lap that, and tell me, what are we thinking at like 2, 12, 33? Like what's the plan after all this?
I'm just gonna start with the victory lap. Like we talked about
Please.
it, like Jimmy Ward is an outstanding fit. We kind of knew that something was gonna happen with a San Francisco connection coming to Houston. We kind of thought it could have been Ebukam, who we'll talk about here shortly. There's a bunch of guys that we thought, like an Arden Key potentially. But Jimmy Ward was kind of that. We kind of pinpointed it a little bit, like just that guy right next to Jalen Petrie. That secondary is looking really nice. It's still potentially, I mean, do you even really need another corner? Because Steven Nelson's decent.
I mean, if Gonzalez fell to
Well, yeah.
12 or
Yeah.
Witherspoon, I don't think
Yeah.
it, I don't, yeah, but I agree.
I would have liked to see them do something at linebacker. Obviously, there's still something left, a lot on there. I like Rankins because you needed to do something in that front four. You still need a lot in that front seven. I love, like we talked about, like Shaq Mason is huge for them. I'm kind of a little bit, like, I don't necessarily know what their plan is at receiver with Nico and then signing Woods and Brown. If you're trading Brandon Cook, sure. But you still have Jon Metchie. So I don't, I think that might take them out of the receiver sweepstakes at 12 potentially.
Yeah.
So I would probably lean more of like cornerback, obviously at two, and then something at defensive tackle or edge at 12.
Nolan Smith.
You're not taking a linebacker at 12.
Nolan Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to feel like D'Amico would like him
Oh yeah.
at 12. And maybe Drew Sanders.
Yeah.
At 33 or 30, yeah, 33. I know we didn't mention him for Buffalo.
Yeah.
Feels like a kind of a similar player to Edmonds, a
Yeah.
little bit, like just how he plays and like, but maybe, yeah, maybe, or if they really like Campbell, then maybe
Yeah,
they
I was
just
just
roll the
thinking that
dice
too.
there. Like, I feel like there's a chance we see defense two of the first three picks for them. And I think with especially with the Masons trade, like that. Feels like the offensive line's better. I still think center could use an upgrade though, for sure. And like,
Yeah.
they could lean that. The Colts have done a few things. They're getting their bridge, their backup bridge, whatever you want to call them, in Gardner Minshew. Bring back Ashton Doolin, Taven Bryan, and Samson Ebukam coming on over for the defensive line. They bring back Tyquan Lewis, and they shell out a huge deal at kicker for Matt Gay
Yeah.
from LA. Feel like there's not much inkling as to like nothing's really changed, Mason, but any thoughts at like 4 and 35?
Obviously, like four is gonna be a quarterback, even if it's three or four, whichever it may be, gonna be a quarterback. 35, I would like to see them. Obviously, like glaring need. Isaiah Rodgers is fine. Dallas Flowers is not good. Kenny Moore seems like he might potentially want out of Indy. So a corner somehow if Julius Brents is there. Who's the oh, what's the Kansas State kid's name?
Kansas State, you
Yeah.
said it, Brents.
Brents. Wow.
You did. You nailed it.
Yeah, interesting.
He's
That
you're going on
shows how
Brents.
that yeah, March Madness and free agency is getting to. Julius Brents is a guy like for them at corner. I don't necessarily, even though they did lose Okereke to the Giants, I don't see them going linebacker that early just because they love to develop. All these late round guys like an EJ Speed, like a Zaire Franklin. They have Cam McGrone there. They, you know, look at their like depth chart, and it's just a bunch of young guys outside of Shaq Leonard. Like
Yeah,
they signed
I
Grant
agree.
Stewart from a trade. Jojo Demand's fine. I don't see them going there. I love the Abacom signing. Bringing back Tyquan Lewis is nice. Odiengbo's still there, obviously. Pay's there. I like their front four. I think it's got to be corner. Then, if you really want to upgrade along the offensive line, I could say like right guard. I know there's been some rumors about Ryan Kelly potentially being released as well. So I think it's got to be corner at that second round slot. Maybe you trade back up into the first round to take care of that.
So I think we both think he's going round one, but like we Brents is a good one because again, Ballard likes the bigs. He He likes the big. So like DeJuan Jones would not surprise me.
Yeah.
One bit if he liked DeJuan Jones. He's big. If Kelee Ringo
yeah.
gets to a point where Ballard is like, I must have this guy on my team, maybe potentially you look there too. Because I mean, he is, the size and speed is off the charts. So that would not shock me one bit if they're in on that. We will take a quick break and we'll kind of, I think, try to ramp up this a little bit pace-wise, because we're obviously only, we're not completely through the AFC, but we'll take a short break and we will be back with the rest.
We all have smartphones and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So US Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/built for us.
All right, back here with you guys. I got to finish up the AFC before we kind of switch things up. Jacksonville didn't make a ton of moves. I think the two most notable are Roy Robertson Harris coming back on a $3 million deal, and then using the franchise tag on Evan Ingram, which, again, Evan Ingram, nice little resurgence to the career there after just kind of disappointing seasons after his rookie year in New York. I think this obviously takes, you know, I think a lot of people were mocking Kincaid and Musgrave to the Jags in the first round. I think that kind of wipes that clean. So where do the Jags sort of look? And obviously comment on the signings.
If you'd like. First off, like you didn't mention it, but Juwan Taylor got signed by Kansas City. That opens up the door finally for Walker Little to take over at right tackle. So I think that's really good for him. You re-sign Andrew Wingard to a small deal. Calvin Ridley reinstated, finally back for them. I really honestly think, like, outside of their big three in Agnew, like, could use some work. Obviously, I want to take a first-round pick there. I'm not sure if Ben Bartsch was their starter at left guard last year. Trying to see if – yeah, I'm not sure.
Doesn't sound – maybe – I don't know.
Like D3 legend Ben Bartsch, but still. I don't – maybe that's a spot for a Torrance if you really want to dive in there. But I honestly think Cam Smith or any corner is kind of the move to go, just because Shaq Griffin's gone. You have – obviously, Tyson Campbell. Darius Williams is a nice piece, having a nickel. You signed T'Von Campbell in free agency a few days ago, but I honestly think corners are up to go. You mentioned the name a few times already, like Ryan Brzee could be a decent fit here. Maybe I just honestly think it's like got to be corner, or like we talked about with Baltimore corner, or like defensive tackle at this point.
Is this the Kelee Ringo landing spot? Because bulky looks big, fast.
I can see it.
That's my concern for them a little bit, as to whether I'd like to have a Brian Branch, because I do think Darius Williams also plays pretty well outside.
Yeah.
And Branch would shore up your nickel and you'd feel like a lot more comfortable with the safeties than you have. Like, that would make sense. So it's probably not that. No. Do they need to draft another linebacker? You know, they draft a couple last year.
Yeah. They drafted like six last year. I don't think.
Yeah. Well, Tennessee, this is perfect, actually, because they did poach somebody from Jacksonville.
Correct.
But a nice year. Tennessee's been making cuts all over the place. Obviously, they've you know, they let guys like David Long go. Andre Dillard comes in. They signed a offensive lineman. That's all I'm going to say. Daniel Brunskill comes in at guard. Westbrook Akine back. Yeah. But, like, Arden Key and Azeez Al-Shaair are the big ones that helps things out for sure. Azeez Al-Shaair, very good year in San Francisco. And then Key has been, I think, a revelation really last couple seasons for a guy who was really highly touted before, you know, that draft process and him going obviously a lot later than we thought. Any thoughts on just Tennessee? Is Tennessee out of the running for offensive line at 11 or like,
no, I wouldn't necessarily think so, because I'm not – I mean, I wasn't confident in NPF before the year. Still not. Dillard does kind of – your swing tackle was in Philadelphia. Obviously, he's a former first-round draft pick. You did spend a big chunk of money on him as well. So I feel like if you want to move into right tackle, that's a good possibility. If you want to like, keep him at left, take a. If you want to move down and take the Darnell right, do it. I mean, that doesn't necessarily fit what you want to do with Derrick Henry, but we saw that another team that's kind of in this rebuilding, rephasing mode, like Seattle did that last year, and it worked out well for them. So I still think tackles in play. I think with the moves along the offensive line with Brunskill and Dillard, it opens the door if you really want to take a Quentin Johnson, if you really want to pair him with Treylon Burks. I think that's probably where you're going to have to go. Maybe you know, I'm not taking one at 11, but Monty Rice, not really into that. Shaiir's really good. So, I mean, you've got a lot of guys that you're going to be without in the secondary, too. You're losing a lot of depth. I wouldn't be too surprised because they've dived really deep in the corner and on day two over the last few years, multiple times, following that old Tampa Bay Bucs strategy when they were going after Murphy Bunting and them. But I feel like they're such a weird team to pick for.
Yeah.
I still feel like tackle or receiver at this point.
Burks, JSN, Phillips sounds pretty good.
It does. I love the fact you have kept Phillips there.
Absolutely. Got to. I thought Phillips was a really
Yeah.
solid player in the slot when he was he was on the field. So I think that's great news. Would they trade down and select Bijan? I think that's a possibility if Derrick
Yeah.
Henry ultimately leaves. Like that is definitely a Tennessee type of move. Will they like Nolan Smith? Absolutely. Guarantee they will like him. Is he big enough to play for them? That is the question, I think. But I think we covered most of it. Like Skoronski or Johnson, I'd be still very much in on any of those guys. Maybe even, like you said, Darnell Wright in a move down. I think that makes plenty of sense. The Broncos are kind of shifting a little bit here.
You want to talk about winners?
They've done a lot of things. I will say, they bring in Stidham, which I think a lot of people thought maybe he's going back to the Raiders.
Yeah.
We'll get to the Raiders, of course. Samaje Perine away from the Bengals, who I think also could be in on the Bijan stuff. Maybe Charbonnet day too. We didn't really
Yeah.
necessarily bring that up, but like, Mixon, who knows? Like, Bijan is in Cincy, goodness. Ben Powers and Mike McGlinchey are two massive signings, big money thrown at the offensive line. They bring in Zach Allen for a big deal, which, Draymond Jones was a pretty similar number.
Yep.
And then they bring back Alex Singleton. So these guys don't pick until early in round three. They have two selections in there. Where do we think for these guys?
Just looking at the depth chart, if you lose, I mean, any of these Courtland Sutton, Judy, Hamler, any of those three that are, being shopped, I think they could go there at receiver. You're losing few pieces in the secondary, Kareem Jackson, that strong safety, and Caden Stearns is there if you're not real confident in him. Take a safety. Damari Mathis and Kayvon Williams are currently your other corners out opposite of Pat Surtain. So I feel like if you're going to trade one of those receivers, it's got to be another receiver in there. Or go look at this secondary a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I think McGlinchey's an overpay, but I mean, you got to do it.
Yeah.
You have to have something there. I think really the only question mark I have along the offensive line is, yeah, center. I mean, this is a sneaky center class where I think there's like capable starting talent. Obviously Luke Fortner went, I think, earlier than we thought last year, and I think there's guys that are probably like. I would say maybe a tier up from that level that'll probably be available at this spot. Maybe you get lucky and a Tippmann's still there. I don't know where. I think Schmitz, I think, is the league falling on the top guy.
Yeah.
Whipler, I think, is the real question mark. Is he going to go before maybe a couple of the others? It's possible. I think centers, yeah, obviously, and then receiver. You look at, if Sutton's gone, do you look at a Cedric Tillman? Do you look at an A.T. Perry potentially as the guys like that? If Judy's gone and you want, the slot type. There are plenty of names to look at, I think. And if you're okay going small ball, there will be guys. Yeah, I mean, they still, I think, will have a lot of options. I think there will be some talented players for them early in round three. I'm open to a lot of suggestions for them, to be honest. I don't not necessarily a lot that I'm like, oh, it's completely off the table. Kansas City Chiefs bring in Jawan Taylor, let both Orlando Brown and Andrew Wiley go. The big deal for Taylor, believing that, again, still is a pretty young player, that his best is ahead of him, and that last year with Jacksonville is an indicator of what's going forward. Sounds like they're going to play him at left tackle.
Yeah.
So interesting. But also, maybe things stay a little bit, maybe things change a little bit when we get to draft time. We'll probably still talk about that. But they did bring in Charles Omenihu, which I think has been a really strong role player for a couple of years now. And yeah, I mean, they haven't done a whole lot else. Obviously, they still have Reed and Cook at safety, so they let Thornhill walk. What do we think? Like, are the Chiefs just going to truly just be like, yeah, who's good here? Like, they last year, I thought they did really well. Obviously, I think we're both on the board with that. Like, I think they have options. Especially, you know, first two picks that they're going to have at like 31 and 63. Yeah.
Yeah. So the way I look at it is you could obviously attack receiver just because Justin Watson and Mecole Hardman are gone. You're left with MVS, Kadarius Toney, and Sky Moore. If you want a number one guy, potentially, because I don't really think any of those guys are it, trade up. Maybe somehow you're in on the Hopkins sweepstakes. Well, I know. Other than that, if you look at it, could still attack whatever tackle spot you want, because I don't really think Niang or Darian Kinnard are going to be your starters. I wouldn't be too shocked if Jahmyr Gibbs is a pick here at the end of the first round. I know Pacheco's a favorite already, but I would not be surprised. Other than like those spots on offense, I could still see them attacking the front four defensively. You're losing Carlos Dunlap. So he's kind of pretty much just Carl Loftus and Omenihu on the edge. You're losing Derek Nnadi and Brandon Williams. You've got, obviously, Chris Jones is there, and then Tershawn Wharton and Danny Shelton on the defensive tackle spots. But I really think, like, defensive tackle could be a spot for them, and then as well as, you know, running back.
Sneakily, if Mayer Kincaid, Musgrave, like they made a clear shift last season. If they keep that going, like imagining Kelce and Kincaid in the same offense is
insane.
Just stupid. But I do think somebody like if Anton Harrison, is available at 31, I think I'd be comfortable doing that. I think then you just again you keep Taylor on the right where he's been good and you kind of roll with that. It's gonna be interesting. I mean, like that's it seems like the Chiefs have prioritized the interior more and it's worked out well. I do think I don't know if what they're going to feel like about like more of a nose type and like Mozzie Smith potentially being there. Like, oh my gosh, if Brzee fell to this spot. Yeah, I do think trench is over everything, but like sneakily like tight end would be just absolutely nuts and a very classic skill position move for the Chiefs at the end of the first. Raiders signed Jimmy G. We have to get to that. We'll have a question about that for sure. That's a big deal for him, though. 3 years. Was it 67 and a half, I believe?
It's 72. SpotRack says 72.75.
Yeah, it does say that here, actually. 72.5, so there you go. Obviously, Jacobs is still on there with the franchise tag. They brought in Jacoby Myers. Very interesting, you know. That as the joke has been made, he's already given the Raiders a win before he's taken a snap in their uniform. So that's very cool. They did bring in Jerry. They brought back Jerry Tillery, bring back Brandon Parker. They did bring Marcus Epps, who's like, you know, the 11th best player on the Philly defense, which, you know, I mean, it was a good defense. So like, that's okay. So a lot of, you know, kind of surface level depth moves. Two-part question, I guess. Do they still go quarterback at 7? And if not, where are we looking here? Because they also obviously got pick 100 for Darren Waller. So there's they've got some picks in the top 100 to kind of potentially just build around Garoppolo and such. And on the defensive side, which they need.
I wouldn't touch quarterback because I feel like Richardson's going to be the third one gone to Indy. If he doesn't go number one to Carolina. Honestly, like anywhere at this point, because right guard, I mean, I'm a big fan of Tane Moody. I think he's kind of in line to start right now with Alex Mars as an impending free agent. Not sure how they really feel about their offensive line because all these teams that you and I have talked about, why aren't you attacking your offensive line? They just don't do it. So we're gonna just sit on that for right now. Honestly, like it's got to be corner, right? You got Fesison, which we didn't even talk about in their signings.
Yeah, there's
There's
a
three
lot.
starters right now are Fesison, Amik Robertson, and Nate Hobbs. So Christian Gonzalez, you want to be a Raider?
I mean, it almost fits like Asamoah vibes. Like I do get kind of that type of player when you just see how fluid he is, and he's got a really, really good size. They have to do that. Like, unless they're gonna take another tackle, right? Like if they're gonna start the tackle run, okay, fine. Like protect Jimmy G, fine, good. That's okay. Go with that. But like, yeah, corner feels like it's almost locked in. And I agree. I just don't know. Like, you brought Jimmy Garoppolo in for this kind of money. It just feels a little bit more than bridge quarterback money. I don't think McDaniels is on a timeline here. That's the thing I think that like is most important. Like, they need to be winning. Like, this is a team that brought in Devontae Adams, right? Like, they were, you know, they talked about being in on Aaron Rodgers. Like, this is a team that's like, we're not worried about like building up to a contender. We want to be that. So if they're, and if that is truly the philosophy, then taking quarterback is really opportunity cost wasted, where you can add other premium positions like tackle and corner there. Pass catcher becomes way more interesting on day two. You know, you look at like the Laporta as the Musgraves of the world at tight end, if you want to go that route. I think they pretty set at receiver, but like, yeah, the front needs to get better, like interior defensive line, like linebacker. Like, I don't, if you want to double down at corner in a great class, do it. Like, seriously, do it. I don't, trying to think of like what a, you know, DJ Turner plus Christian Gonzalez. Like, you want to do that? Okay, sweet. Like, they got to get better on defense. I still think they need to do something at tackle as well. Like, they it cannot be the offensive line needs to be really good for Jimmy.
I just don't understand, to be honest.
Yeah, they're trying to be something I think they just cannot be. Like, this is, yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. You know, they felt like Jimmy G didn't cost picks like Rodgers would have. So, I mean, I get that from that sense of like, we got to build this up. So why trade for someone? But yeah. Los Angeles Chargers, I think, officially has put to rest the idea of tackle in the 20s for them, bringing back Trey Pipkins. I actually like this. I think Pipkins is a solid player at right tackle. That means Sawyer's going to be inside with Zion Johnson.
Love
Hello.
it.
Good night. We are loving this offensive line. Now, can you add depth? Absolutely. Brendan Hymus, do we feel any good about that? Like, they can throw more depth at the offensive line on day three, and I love that as well. Morgan Fox coming back is a big deal. And they bring in Eric Kendricks. Very interesting. I felt like Telesco was probably in a market that had a lot of guys go the veteran route rather than addressing linebacker early. So does it feel like we know what's happening in the first round for the Chargers?
I'm between like a few positions, honestly.
Okay.
Obviously, like the receiver spots there if you want. Palmer, I like Palmer. I like Mike Williams. I love Keenan Allen, but at some point you got to get your field stretcher. I think you got the right guy as OC now, kind of to get field stretching going. Outside of that, there was a kind of surprising move today with Nasir Adderley announcing his retirement at only 25. They've taken a few shots at safety. Outside of Derwin, they have Aloy Gilman and JT Woods. I feel like perhaps if Branch falls to them, I mean, Bryce Callahan's an impending free agent. So I feel like that could potentially be a route, but I feel like it's receiver or corner at this point for them. And then maybe whatever happens with that, like, I know
Yeah.
that there has been rumors. I took advantage of it and I traded for him in my dynasty league, hoping that he would stay. This is
Yeah.
just kind of a weird thing going on, but he doesn't. Bijan, come to town.
Yeah. I think you only have to now, and we're going to get to Detroit, but I think you only have to worry about like maybe Tennessee and Philly, like in front of you, which Bijan, it, come on. Come on. And then you can, and then you don't have to like field stretching. Okay, we're fine. Like Tyler Scott, Marvin Mims, like these players who could win deep that are a little bit smaller. I mean, you're probably leaning Flowers if Johnston's gone anyway. He's also small. So like, I don't think it changes a whole lot, even though I think obviously Flowers is a better player from other standpoints. But if you just want the pure field stretching type, you're going to have options in the draft. So yeah, unless you want Johnston or Flowers like really bad, like I do think there are other positions, like Bijan would be insane there. And you mentioned like safety, like we just don't know, like it's going to happen if a top edge falls, you know, are they going to necessarily turn their nose up at that with Mac kind of where he's at and stuff? I don't think they necessarily will. All right. NFC. Whew, take a deep breath, everybody. Here we go. Cowboys only made a few moves. Obviously they're going to release Zeke. Tony Pollard gets tagged. Vander Esch comes back. They trade for Stephon Gilmore and they bring back Donovan Wilson. Interesting spot. The Cowboys are in, I think, with the Zeke release, you know, I think Bijan's in play potentially, but like, where else are we kind of looking?
And obviously receiver.
First or second. Yeah.
Obviously receiver, just because Jerry and obviously they need a receiver. I could potentially see them if, you know, does Dalton, what's going on with Dalton Schultz right now? Could he potentially be coming back on a, you know, cheaper, prove it 1 year deal again? I could see that. I'm perfectly fine with just playing Jake Ferguson. If you want to draft guy in another late day two, early day three, and just go that route, I'm fine with that as well. Defensive tackle is kind of thin as well right now. You're losing Hankins, you're losing Carlos Watkins. You got Odigizuwa and Gallimore still. I feel like that could potentially be a route. You got your linebackers with Micah. You've got Jabril Cox, Vander Esch, Jamil Clark. I feel like you're fine there. So right now, I feel like if you want to go Bijan, go for it. If you want to go receiver, go for it. Right tackle's a spot too that I don't really like, but yeah, Anton Harrison maybe. I feel like there's a lot of routes that they could go. It just depends on like how the board falls.
Yeah, I like Bijan obviously. Who doesn't? Jalin Hyatt is somebody I could see them pulling the trigger on a little bit earlier than maybe a lot of us like him at this point. If say Flowers falls to this spot, I don't think you necessarily have to hesitate. I also think Mozzie Smith, this is like one of the perfect landing spots for him. You absolutely garbage against the run last year. Green Bay ripped you to shreds. Like Mozzie Smith is exactly the space eater you do not have with the athleticism that like guys like Ika do not have. Right. So there's plenty to build on. I think that could be the landing spot for Mozzie Smith as well. The New York Football Giants, Daniel Jones, massive deal, Barkley tag. They bring in Paris Campbell, Darius Slayton, obviously coming back, Sterling Shepard coming back. They trade for Darren Waller. They add some guys on defense in Nunez Roche, that Gerard Davis, Okereke. I almost thought, like, and we could talk about this really quick too, like the receiver room was going to start potentially with Seattle or LA. And like, were the Giants going to miss out? I have a feeling they think they might, they think they will miss out.
Yeah.
They also, I thought, oh, if they're going to miss out, maybe they just throw it at Kincaid. Well, I don't think they're doing that now.
No.
Waller. Right. So they kind of like, oh, we need a solid pass catcher. Like, I'm not saying like any of these guys are necessarily world beaters, but like,
no,
Darren Waller is a huge help. Paris Campbell gives you some speed and you're bringing back familiarity. What are we thinking?
I really like what they did. Obviously, I'm not a big Paris Campbell guy because I feel like he's kind of redundant to what they already have in Wandale.
Yeah.
I'm a big Isaiah Hodgins guy, even though I traded him away in my dynasty league and the package for Austin Eckler. I just like what they've done, just because if you're going to miss out on the run, at least get some familiarity back, which they've done. I don't feel like just adding Waller makes this unit such a lot stronger. I love what they did by signing Davis and Okereke. I feel like that's amazing what they did there, just because linebacker and receiver, they're two of the worst spots on the team for me. Looking at the roster now, center, if you want to go that route at the end of round one, Feliciano's a free agent. You've got Bredesen right behind him. Just fine. If you want to go safety, because Julian Love and Tony Jefferson are both free agents, your other options are Jason Pinnock, Dane Belton, and Terrell Burgess. I think that could be your option there if Brian Branch falls, if you want to move up. for potentially somebody else takes him, like a Detroit. I feel like Giants are set up really well right now, just how they are. It's, I like the way they're looking.
Yeah, I agree. I think this could be the spot where the Giants go, we need more, maybe get some more capital here. Trade out of the first. Somebody's coming up for some player that they really, really want. You potentially can move out of the first and maybe still land Osiris Torrance, maybe still land the center you need or want. Like, that feels like maybe the smartest thing they could do, unless, like you said, they really like Brian Branch. They probably know he's going to be there because of the testing fall. Like, yeah, I think they've done a strong job. But again, if Quentin Johnson's there, okay, sick, nice. We stood pat. We know we built the need and we feel like this is the best player on the board. Let's do it. Like, we have more size. Like, I'm good with that. They're in really good shape, especially if Neal can take a leap in year two. Like, that, this is an ascending team. Will quarterback hold them back? I don't know. You be the judge. Philadelphia Eagles obviously bring five players back that's huge for them. Kelsey comes back. Brandon Graham, obviously, you know, the elder statesman in the room coming back is nice, as is Fletcher Cox coming back. So you have the three, you know, extra seasoned vets returning, and then you get Bradbury and Slay back. Feels like Witherspoon or Gonzalez is kind of out the window potentially at 10 now. Mason, do they go? Is defensive line the way?
Yeah.
Or is there something else sneaky that you potentially do with the pick?
I can definitely see like a defensive line or an edge. I mean, knowing how we look at it, it's going to be Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
I think that's a potential thing to happen. I could also see them just moving down just to see. I mean, if you look, I mean, they could still use a linebacker, Christian Ellis and Nakobe Dean, and that's your two linebackers right now, Sean Bradley and Davion Taylor, your other two. Linebacker's a big need for them. Could potentially see them taking like a developmental tackle, but I don't know if you want to take that at 10 if you're them.
Yeah.
That's just me at least. And then safety. I'm a big fan of Reed Blankenship, but if you lose Gardner Johnson, which it sounds like they're trying really hard to keep him back, you've just got Kayvon Wallace there. So I feel like move down, take a Brian Branch, or they've kind of just got the world open to it.
Is this the sneaky Skaronski spot to play guard for now? And then tackle when Lane's done.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they will consider that. I think somebody like Miles Murphy is fine here as well. Again, just around solid. Obviously, Nolan Smith, way more exciting. We know they don't take linebacker early. And I don't imagine they're going to take safety early in a weak class. So, yeah, I think the options are you're going to move down. This might be also the best Broderick Jones landing spot that there is. Just as a guy who can be like, all right, you're a swing tackle for now. You need to develop in a lot of spots. And when you come in, you're going to be, you know, maybe 22, 23, and you're going to have you for a long time. Like, this could be the best spot for that as well. If you like Lucas Van Ness, I guess you're in on that. Like, moving down to get him might be like a really nice move for them. I don't know if you've studied Van Ness yet, Mason, or not.
Nope.
So, some definite things to iron out in the game. Move down and select Bijan. Sure. Not opposed. They did bring in Penny, though, which I did not really mention. But, like, that's a $1.35 million for Penny. That's insane. Imagine
nice.
Getting,
if
like,
he, if A-chain. He can stay healthy, it's nice.
Yeah, if he's healthy and you get, like, an A-chain later, like, holy smokes, are we cooking? So Philly in great shape. Obviously, the end of the round one pick too can also be another edge. If you don't go edge early and you go like we said, the offensive line route and you grab, like, you know, funny enough, Brzee late there. Maybe they take the shot on Edebawore in the first round. Like, that's something that I could see as well. So Eagles in a great spot. We knew this. Washington Commanders. Jacoby Brissett coming over, Andrew Wiley and Nick Gates coming over. They got Deron Payne back in the building. They bring back, they get Cody Barton, David Mayo. They claim Dantzler off waivers. Where do we go here, Washington? What do we think? The Bijan odds are creeping up to favorite for this team. So
I haven't heard of that yet, honestly. Did not hear about that. I have no idea what this team. Like, they're so like middling. Like, if you just get a quarterback, this is a playoff team, and they might be a playoff team like this year with Howell at the helm and everything. Like, potentially tight end. I think that's kind of the route that I would take if I were them, just because Logan Thomas isn't really it to me anymore. I think you're fine at running back, just Gibson and Robinson. Could potentially, the defense alignment slips, sure. But like corners, okay. Fuller, Dantzler, St. Juste.
Might be
Feel like
okay.
it's probably gonna be corner or like tight end or just they're a prime candidate to trade down.
100%. Yeah, I was hoping you would bring that up. I knew you would get there for sure. Like, trade down, make sure you're in position next year. Don't have to force the issue. Like, I think early in the process, you're like, ah, Richardson falling to our pick. Excellent. You
Yes.
know, twiddling your fingers, like very excited about that. But obviously, I think you're clearly out of that at this point. Unless we see some wild slip and the Colts actually take, you know, Levis instead of him at four, which, you know, you can't rule anything out at this point, but like, yeah, they're not gonna be the first team to pick the linebacker. There's no way. I still think maybe tackle is kind of off for now. Maybe it is off. And it's like Porter or Banks. Definitely
Yeah.
understand that. Like, again, I understand kicking the tires on Dantzler, but like that's not that serious. So like, you know, St. Juste and Fuller, you feel confident in those guys, but you know, Dantzler's slower. So, you know, you get a guy like Banks who can run like that, not shocking at all. But yeah, I think the move down makes a lot of sense. You could still land one of the top potential guys at corner, you know, in the 20s or wherever you want. If somebody's jumping somebody to get, I don't know, the last tackle or the first
Yeah.
receiver, you know, that feels like the spot where that conversation would definitely begin. But yeah, I don't hate the roster. I think this roster is setting up really well for 2024 starting quarterback Caleb Williams. You know, which he's a native of that area. So like it's kind of setting up pretty decently for that. You know, I just don't know if they're gonna be bad enough is the question.
No.
So that's why the move down almost feels essential if you really don't like anybody who's available at your pick. Okay, we've got a lot more to go, but you know, we're cooking here.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. Chicago Bears, biggest
Hand
signing.
out the money, all the money. Give it
Yeah,
up.
I'm not sure why they didn't get in on Orlando Brown. That's maybe
For
the
as
one.
cheap as it almost was, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they should have been in on that. But whatever. I think we clearly have a direction. I think for the Bears now at pick nine, I
Yeah.
will say. But obviously they bring PJ Walker, and I think that's a really really good backup to Fields. And like gives you the idea of like, yes, you know, this is the direction we're moving. Obviously DJ Moore is the biggest, you know, acquisition right now. Foreman and Homer coming in feels like the Bijan train is dead. Even if they moved back from nine, I think Khalil Herbert is very, very good. They bring in Robert Tonyan. That happened today. Nate Davis, I feel like honestly their best signing,
Yeah.
personally.
Yeah, I agree with that.
DeMarcus Walker, Andrew Billings coming in for small deals. TJ Edwards coming in for actually a reasonable deal. And I thought, oh, maybe they'll stop there. No, they didn't stop
Nope.
there. They brought in Tremaine Edmonds for a 4-year, $72 million contract. That is a giant contract for a linebacker. I thought Edwards and Sanborn were going to be fine. I thought, oh, nice. Okay. Like you don't have to force the issue at linebacker. You feel like it's not as important to you. You can add elsewhere. But they're like, nah. Nay, nay.
We're going all in there.
Sanborn is playing special teams, actually. So what do we think at nine? Obviously, they have what, 54, 61,
Yeah.
64? A lot of places they can address things.
Build the trenches. I still think you could use a tackle. I'm fine with, he is center. I don't think Lucas Patrick's gonna be it. You've got a few options at tackle. I just don't know if how they really feel about it with Jones, Jenkins, Leatherwood, and Morum. I think one of these early picks is going to be a tackle. You're going to need an edge because I don't think Robinson and Gibson's enough. You're fine right now with Justin Jones, DeMarcus Walker, and Andrew Billings. Like, I would definitely take it. I feel like defense tackle, edge, offensive line. If you really want to get fancy, go Jackson Smith and Jigba. Just do it. Why not?
Yeah.
It's fancy. I just feel like when we brought this up when we did the, the instant reaction every angle recording, but like you got two ones. You know, you want Marvin Harrison Jr. like that bad. You can go get him. I think the receivers are fine. Like, and you bring in now Tonyan as another tight end. Like, I think that's solid. Like, if you want to bring another running back in, be the draft, that's fine as well.
Yeah.
You got to protect your guy and get after the other guy. Like, it is very clear. Like, this could potentially be Van Ness.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't shock me. But I feel like you got to have Paris Johnson or Peter Skoronski be.
Yeah,
like your guy
that's kind of side of
Jones. I just don't, as shallow as it feels now, especially with like Darnell Wright getting the talk that he is getting in terms of where he is going, I don't even think like you're looking at, you have almost like Packers level capital to where they moved up to 34 to get Watson. You have two picks where you can kind of almost get to there, unless you want DeJuan Jones, who might be there in that area. You got to get the guy early. I just think that edge has names on day two. You still want to get aggressive on day two. That's fine. You want to move up for an Ojulari. Okay, sure. You want to move up for a Will McDonald. All right. I get on board with that. I just don't think you can pass a tackle. I just like Tevin Jenkins. We haven't found it, buddy.
No.
Where are you? We haven't found it yet. Larry Borum's played better than you at this point. And like you said, center's got to get better. They got to get one of them. Got to get one of them. We can't be waiting around unless somehow Ricky Stromberg falls.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of surprised he isn't talked about with some of these other guys. But like, this offensive line's got to get fixed. We got to get after the quarterback. Like, if Jalen Carter's there at nine, sure, yeah, you're probably doing that. Like, you got to. But, tackle, man. Any parting shots on the Bears and like what?
No, you've covered it.
Like they got to go there. Like, I don't know what else like to even say, honestly. The Lions, Bijan dream is dead in Detroit.
Stinks. And I hate it. I hate it because as a DeAndre Swift owner, I thought I had it. I thought I had it.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's just like a Williams type thing where he's just it's a split and not like a full on, I can live with it.
Yeah. I think
I've lived with it this year and it was tough, but
yeah, the biggest things for Detroit is corner, man. They have now Emmanuel Mosley and Cam Sutton their way into like being pretty good actually at corner. Bring back Anzalone, bring back Kaminsky, bring back Bugs, David Montgomery, 3-year, $18 million deal. Like I said, done. Will Harris coming back. At six is like the corner dream done. Like,
I don't
are we
going to
still take Gonzalez potentially at six? And then what's going on at 18?
I really still feel like corner's in play. Maybe they end up, you never know with Okuda. Could they trade him potentially?
They could.
I feel like that's not out of the realm of possibilities. You're not taking a tight end at six, obviously. That's probably their biggest need on the roster right now. I could see them potentially looking at safety if you're not real confident there. Kind of thought Jesse Bates could have been on their radar. Not sure if he really was. Could still, I feel like they're fine at linebacker even. They've spent a lot of capital on the front four. If you want to go defense tackle, that's fine. Like Detroit, I love it. I wouldn't be too shocked if at 18, you just start the receiver run because why not?
I mean, Jameson Addison,
yeah.
Amon Ross St. Brown, Jameson Flowers, Amon, yeah. Yeah. If they really want like Brzee or like, I don't know, the Kancey stuff's kind of, to me, gotten a little out of hand just because like, you know what he is. And like, I don't know if he can even flank, McNeil that much, but like, yeah, I don't know if they're going to go tight end, but yeah, I still think corner and edge, like strong side edge, are still very much in play for this team. Gonzalez is hard to pass up. He really, really is. All right, home stretch here. 10 more teams to go through. Green Bay Packers haven't done much. They signed a long snapper. That's cool. Whoa. And they brought back Keyshawn Nixon. Special teams only to this point. Amongst a bunch of restructures and obviously They will be getting a fifth next year in the draft for Lazard leaving to the Jets. So I don't think much has changed here.
Nope.
Do you have a position that you lean right now? You think the Packers will select at pick 15 or in a move back?
I mean, it's the same three positions I've been talking about safety, edge, and tight end. It's kind of been the three needs I pinpointed last year, and they didn't address the two of those, and they took a fifth round pick with the edge position. So not much has changed these last 2 years.
Yeah, I think we were both pretty surprised that they didn't stay proactive at safety in last year's draft. I think that's the one thing that, like, coming away from it, like, I think we both liked what they did overall. I think it was a pretty strong group, but, like, not coming away with a safety is, you're seeing reaping what they sowed with that draft, and not having a Hill or a Scene or a Brisker to lean on right now. And the class is weak. I can't imagine Branch is going to be the pick at this point. I don't think they're going to go tight end. I feel like Sam Laporta's probably their guy. Yeah. I have a feeling Laporta's going to be their guy. I think it's tackle or edge. I don't think it's going to be a receiver. If Elijah Moore comes on over, sweet.
Yeah.
Then I'm even less concerned about receiver. I would still be if Moore wasn't coming, but like, and it's like, okay, depth role player, sure, like, easy to find. I just don't think I want Smith and Jigba at 15. So we're not getting him at 15. There's no way Green Bay is going to select him. I think it's Broderick Jones to let sit and wait potentially for 2023, start him in 2024. That feels very possible. I think Van Ness and Murphy are both.
Yeah.
In play.
That's kind of how I feel. Yeah.
Otherwise, they're trading back in the 20s to take the first tight end, perhaps.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. Darnell Wright maybe sneakily enters the conversation to move back as well. But right now, short list, I think Skoronski and Johnson are off the board. And I think it's Jones, Wright, Murphy, Van Ness for me. Okay, Minnesota Vikings, Mullins, Mattson, blah, blah, blah. They did bring back Garrett Bradbury. That's a big deal. Definitely affects the center class a little bit. That's one less team that you're worried about. I guess they don't have a second-round pick. So maybe that, you know, the tail end of the center run at 86, 87?
Yeah.
87, I think, because they're behind Baltimore. Yeah, 87. Josh Oliver coming over. A little bit more 12, perhaps. From the Minnesota Vikings, maybe a little bit of insurance. We're about to talk about it. They did bring in Marcus Davenport. They bring in Byron Murphy. What do we think Minnesota's looking at? I guess a pick 23 and also maybe 87 as well.
I would think that I feel like it's got to be like receiver just because you release Adam Thielen. I love KJ Osborne, but it seems like they really want to go. I mean, more 12, but is KJ Osborne that guy? You don't know. You want more depth there, obviously, because your number three right now is like Jalen Naylor or, you know, Jalen Reagor. So you got some issues there at depth-wise. I would still like to add another corner, potentially. I mean, Boos fine. Byron Murphy, a lot of time, plays nickel in the slot. So another outside guy would be nice. I think those kind of the ways I'm going other than potentially another defensive lineman. Which they've always kind of, over the last few years, tried adding and adding and adding to the defensive line. They just keep, doesn't work out sometimes.
Do they dare go linebacker? Kick it off?
I can see it.
I think based on what they've done, it feels like potentially, obviously we don't know. We don't get texts from inside sources with teams. It feels like, I think, they like any of the top four at receiver.
Yeah.
And I think they'd be comfortable with any of the top four. And I think that I think they also know that the receiver run isn't going to start early. And the idea of, okay, if the Chargers kick it off, worst case scenario, we're going to have two of the four. If the Seahawks kick it off, we could have, you know, maybe one, but probably also two. Like, we're ahead of the Giants. You know, the Chiefs maybe want something. Dallas maybe wants something. You're going to have to jump. But are they going to jump with anybody who wants the position, right? Like, the Cowboys, Chiefs, anybody who wants to move up might have to get into the teens. That might be the Washington move back, though.
Yeah.
I think Minnesota feels like the top, one of the top four. I feel like they like all of them is going to be available when they pick.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Maybe they like Cam Smith. Maybe he's the fifth corner off after, you know, Gonzalez, Witherspoon, Porter Banks. And they like Cam Smith. That's, I feel like maybe Branch, but like, I don't know. I feel like Murphy, like you said, is like, that's the slot now. Like,
yeah.
And maybe they're comfortable with somebody like Darius Rush in the third round, you know, tested really out of his mind. I think it's early for Jacorian Bennett, in my opinion, but like Riley Moss, that's another one. Moss and Rush, I feel like definitely in play in the third round if they go receiver. So shifting NFC South, we've got Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke at quarterback for this team. Obviously made the move for Jonnu Smith, got Caleb McGarry back on a pretty nice deal, actually. Pretty surprised as well. Again, the tackle market, there's a couple, I think, at least money-wise, steals. Obviously, they re-signed Lindstrom, giant extension. He's worth it. He's amazing. The Boston College guards, baby. Just remember that a few years down the road. Just remember that a few years down the road when Zion Johnson gets a bag. Lorenzo Carter coming back, I think, is nice. That's a lot of, you know, athleticism that they've kind of untapped. And then obviously they bring David Onyemata in, pair him up with Grady Jarrett and the big one, Jesse Bates, on their way. So I don't think this, Mason, do you think this changes a whole lot at pick 8?
No, I don't necessarily think it does. I feel like either way it's going to be edge or corner for them at eight. Mm-hmm. So I really like what they did. Obviously, bringing Heinicke is a great move. Love resetting the whole right side of the offensive line. Onyemata, bring him in, reunite him with their current defense coordinator who was with them at New Orleans. Same with Kano Liss. You just really need to harp on the edge and get another corner opposite of AJ Terrell. That safety room with Richie Grant and Jesse Bates, I love. Just keep adding to that defense. It needs some more work.
Yeah, I mean, I think if, you know, the Lions and or Raiders go corner, then I think with the top, if the top two come off, it makes it pretty simple for you. Yeah. My question, I think, at edge for them right now is, what type of player are they going to want? Right. Like Nolan Smith feels a little redundant, right? Like Malone and Ebba Cady, like these more undersized, like this is a rush end or Jack, you know, whatever terminology you'd like to say, like, will they go that route? I don't know. But like Murphy, Van Ness, Tyree Wilson, if they're there. Anybody, Mason, you'd lean if you were like Atlanta right now at pick 8?
I mean, Tyree Wilson, if he gets there, not sure he will, just because with Seattle there ahead of them and then Las Vegas. I like what Atlanta's building. If I feel like they have a decent shot at, you know, potentially winning this division. So, yeah.
I think the one that this could be the team where you're like, all right, we've got time. Like you said, we could win this division this year. But if we don't, you know, and we feel like Van Ness can get there as an edge, I still think he's pretty raw. Mason, he's going to, when you get to him, he's going to remind you of a certain Michigan edge rusher who was really athletic and just kind of was, the plan was run through people and the production's not good. So
like, that is.
Yeah. Right. Like, he just needs some time. And, you know, by year two or three, you know, we're cooking with gas and you feel like, all right, now that the room has been kind of transformed. I think if Carter's there, though, it's at 8.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way. There's no way, right? Like, you can't.
No.
You can't have them. Yeah. Carolina Panthers. We talked about them, obviously, briefly in the trade episode that we talked to. Like, they bring in Von Bell, which.
Love it.
Very nice. There. Shy Tuttle. Mason DM'd me immediately when that signing came through. It was like, I love this one for Carolina. Yeah. Bozeman coming back is a huge deal. That is, again, one on the checklist where, like, rookie quarterback, perfect. We have the guy. He's back for a while. Excellent. Miles Sanders.
Love it.
Miles Sanders. Little over $6 million a year. What is that? It's like 6.35 or so. Yeah, 6.35, I think, per year. Like that a lot. And Hayden Hurst.
Love it.
Pretty sizable deal. I mean, again, when you're going like $7 million rather than Schultz at $10 million and you feel like you're a little strapped and you maybe want to make a few more signings, I get it. So yeah, 939 or not nine, not nine. Gosh dang it. 139.93. Pass catchers only?
Yep.
After the quarterback? Is that what we think now? Sanders feels like a pretty stamped on guy at running back.
Yeah. I like what they did a lot. I feel like they're in position to win now. Get the receivers in line, get Adam Thielen in there. You potentially, I mean, Shaq Thompson's back, potentially use a linebacker next to him. Outside of that, in the receiving room, wow. It's kind of how I feel about it right now.
I wonder if, like, wonder if they'd be the team to, like, I guess I don't know how they feel about the corner room, right? There are a couple guys that are like after JC Horn, where you're like, we've seen the flashes there. Obviously, Henderson they traded for. If one of the corners falls, maybe him there at 39 and a pass catcher at 93. I still think even with Hayden Hurst, I don't hate the idea of a receiving tight end, you know, kind of more focused toward that at 39. And if you want to grab somebody like an A.T. Perry, or you want to get the, like, Josh Downs, you want to finish that off and, like, bring him in at 39. Options across the board. You could get the possession type, bigger guy later, get the dynamic player earlier. I don't think Andy Dalton necessarily changes anything per se. It's 2 years, $11 million. It doesn't feel that serious. That's like, all right, well, if you're hurt, back up.
Yeah.
Is Bryce Young back in play? I guess he really wasn't ever not, but.
Yeah.
Don't think it gives you a whole lot of, we're doing this. So, pass catchers, offensive line looks good. Let's get that offense rolling.
Yeah.
Because Evro's going to do a good job. So, yeah, Saints, Derek Carr and Jameis Winston both back. Jamal Williams incoming. Michael Thomas, Jawan Johnson, the gang's back together. They bring in, though, Colin Saunders and Nathan Shepard.
I love those moves.
Huge moves because they literally had zero people. They had zero. Okay, they're just paying out void money to Onyemata. They don't have anybody. This was extremely necessary, and it eases potentially now what you could do with that late first. Any direction, Mason, that you'd like to see them go?
I'd like to see them go edge. Cameron Jordan's getting older in the tooth. Carl Granderson and Peyton Turner are fine. They love to keep their edge rush rotation, you know, keep going that way. You can definitely see that happening. Tench, I mean, I feel like your receiver room is okay with Olave and Michael Thomas, you know, coming back. Hopefully he's the same guy he once was. Shaheed's still there. Traquan Smith's okay. I mean, could still. I don't know what's going to happen here because you still have James Harrison, Trevor Penning. You know, what's really going to happen there? I mean, edge really sticks out to me. And then if you really want, like, a linebacker, potentially, I think those are really the only routes I could probably go.
Is there an edge that you're like, yes, take him at 29?
Feel like Ojulari is a good one for them.
Agree. Will McDonald?
Yeah, that's another one.
Potentially.
Too. Like, those two really stick out to me.
I don't think they would necessarily, unless they think Adebowore can play on the edge. Yeah.
I thought about seeing him, but I was just like,
would they dare go Kansi? Where he can rush from?
Yeah.
Now that they've gotten a little bit heavier on the interior.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing with, like, Kansi is, like, you have to hide him.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Eagles can hide him at you know, that pick 30 with Davis. Yeah. But like Saints added some players in there. I wouldn't hate that necessarily. Michael Mayer.
Yeah. Could see it even though you spent the money on Johnson already.
Yeah. Which I think a huge, like you mentioned it, like receiver feels like Shahid is a three.
Yeah.
Like that. Feel good. Jawan's obviously the receiving tight end, and Trautman hasn't really panned out. Like, I wouldn't hate the idea of Mayer. Any idea that has Washington in it is a cool idea in my book. Would you take Bijan here if he fell? If Kamara has this.
I mean, if Kamara, issues, I mean, it depends on how long the suspension is.
I feel like it's going to be pretty sizable.
Yeah, I just don't know what's going on because it's taken so long for it to happen.
Yeah.
So you really never know.
Do you feel like safety is completely, we're okay? Saints, what, it's eight, like, do we feel like,
let me take another look fine? At that.
I feel like they're fine, maybe?
Yeah, I feel like, when I looked at it, I felt like they were fine.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, safety is huge. I mean, you could use, like, a depth option. I mean, Matthew's there, May's there. I mean, you never know with those two. They get hurt quite often.
Yeah.
So, never really know. Could see corner just because they don't really have anybody else outside of.
I mean, Taylor played pretty darn well.
Well, yeah.
As a rookie, but
yeah.
I agree. And they have two picks in that, like, 11-pick span.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the idea of rectifying the mistake.
Yeah.
Anton Harrison works for me. Like, you just want to
be fine with that.
You want to get just, we made a mistake. Our bad. Fix the mistake. Great. Especially if, like, again, you want this gang back together. Clearly, you're like, we're going to contend. That's the plan. Still, you guys have drafted well. Just forget the pending pick ever happened. And you kind of move on. Tampa Bay Buccaneers haven't made a ton of moves to this point. Obviously, the biggest one that I think affects the draft is Jamel Dean coming back, 4-year deal. Otherwise, Baker, very cool.
I love it. I'm just going to put it out there. Very cool.
I mean, the South is going to be fun solely because I don't know who's going to win it.
Yeah.
That is what makes it really fun. I feel like last year it was kind of like, yeah, the Bucks are bad, but like, I'm not betting on anybody else to win down the stretch. So it's very fun now. Chase Edmonds is going there. Like,
on a vet minimum contract.
Yeah, vet minimum. Like, Rashad White's obviously still there. Would you entertain the idea of Bijan Robinson? You would? Okay. Okay. Otherwise, I feel like trenches.
There's is so the much
way to go.
There's so much. They could use a left tackle. They could use a right guard. Their defensive line is just getting shredded. It's just Vita and Logan Hall right now. Like, you're losing Mike Edwards and Keanu Neal. You're potentially losing Sean Murphy Bunting and Logan Ryan. Could you potentially move Zion McCollum to your nickel? Yeah. Like, they could go in a lot of different places, whether it be like DB, D-line, or like tackled. I mean, they spent a lot on tight ends. So I don't necessarily see them going there either. So
I think the one thing that would be very interesting is that I don't know if somebody said that they should do this or somebody mentioned this within the organization about moving Wirfs to left tackle.
Yeah.
And this is why I think if you don't take anything else draft-wise from this necessarily, like, we've mentioned teams, Darnell Wright now, we have mentioned it so much. Like, how can, like, we're almost like manifesting the, like, idea that, like, this is almost guaranteed that Wright's going earlier than we think he is. Because even if you move Wirfs over and you feel like, okay, Darnell Wright's the right tackle then, because Wirfs has played on the left side, like,
yeah,
it feels pretty seamless in terms of, like, obviously you could go left tackle and leave Wirfs there, very much an option. But if you think Wright's better than who's left,
yeah, you got to take,
you have the option to. And that's why it's like, again, Darnell Wright,
he's going top 20 at this point.
It's hard to get him out of the top. Yeah, it really is. It's hard to get him out of the top 20 at this point. Like, I don't, very difficult. If Nolan Smith fell here, obviously he's the pick. Like, that wouldn't be a question.
We get it. If you're listening, Trevor Sigma, there you go.
Obviously going to happen if he falls to that pick. There's a chance four corners are off the board when they pick.
Yeah.
They don't need to panic necessarily. They're going to have other options. So I Tampa's very interesting. They're clearly on the we'll contend in this division. Yeah. Everybody in this division can get away with contending because it's bad. But like Tampa Bay could be picking Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me one bit, which they're going to be really good if they do. So
yeah,
great news. Okay. We need to talk about this team. Okay. Arizona.
Oh boy.
It's early. It's early in the off season.
We get it.
But we are retreading guys who have not worked. We really hate on Arizona, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We hate on them. But like, what are you doing? Like, bring back Kelvin Beach and bring back Will Hernandez.
I mean, to be fair, what else were they gonna do? Because their whole entire offensive line was just gone.
Yeah, and they don't have a lot of space. So yeah, I get it. Just upset with them. They're reaping what they sowed. They didn't take offensive line last year. They felt like, you know what? It's tweener season, baby. At edge. Yeah. Let's do that. You've taken linebackers. I know this
you
is
get another
new,
one.
I know this is a new regime. Yeah, you get another one. Kaiser White, real interesting hybrid linebacker. Where have we seen it before? You have
here,
three of them
the
on the one team. This is a they have a hole. That's going to take some time to dig out of.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you trade back if you're them at three? Like, I know Anderson and Carter are both going to be there, but, like,
you have to.
What do you do?
Like, this team, I don't even know. Because if Kyler Murray is not on this team, they're the worst team in the league.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, it's not even close.
You
the
lose to
Houston. Line's not good.
Easily
the offensive line is not good. Why did you trade your first rounder for Marquise Brown last year?
So stupid.
But look at the offensive linemen. Look at the defensive backs. They were still on the board. Like, their starting corners right now are Christian Matthew and Marco Wilson.
Everything hurts. You have to trade back. I'm sorry. It stinks. But you know what? I think Cardinals fans would be the ones to be like, we drafted two edges last year. We can't pick Will Anderson.
Don't get me wrong. I liked those two edges.
Give us Trenton Simpson.
I liked those two edges as well.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. It's just like, you guys stink. You stink. You're probably moving Hopkins. I would resent, if I the new GM, I resent Keim to the end of time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Every press conference will be like, yeah, this guy screwed us. Hate him. Like, I hate it so much. Move back. If you're bad and you get the first pick, I don't care. You're moving Kyler.
Yeah.
Don't care. You have to.
This is rough. Like, this is, I don't even know what to say. Like, I didn't understand how bad their DB room, like their corner room, was until just now. Like, it's bad.
You can move back and get one of the corners. Like, that's like, you can do that. You can take another tackle if you want and take the tackle. Like,
this is bad.
Please go premium position. Do not.
They're going to take Bijan.
I would have taken Bijan. I have little doubt of that. Oh man.
Oh boy.
Yeah, like
we go
said,
from one to the other.
Like Houston is monitoring the situation. Houston should be monitoring the situation. You want to wait at quarterback? I have a feeling there's a team a little bit west of you that's going to have to trade this man.
Yeah.
Oh God. We're in such a bad state of affairs. Okay, let's move on. I'm upset. Okay.
We continue the bad trip.
Yeah. The Rams haven't done a lot other than getting absolutely fleeced by Miami. Now again, Ramsey could have said, I want to go here.
Yeah.
Or no one could have called because they assumed probably, oh, we have to pay this whole contract.
Yeah.
That's the thing, right? So I don't know necessarily like how much demand there was. So fleeced is a strong word, but I just wanted to say it because like Hunter Long and pick 77 for Ramsey is kind of funny.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty, it tickles you a little bit. They did bring back Coleman Shelton. Very cool. Very awesome.
Yep.
You have a decent round of picks actually between rounds two and four. You're going to have to make your hay a lot there. I think there's obviously a lot of ways you could go with this. I think I know where you're going to start with this, but what are we looking at when the Rams finally get on the clock?
I mean, you got 12 picks. Isn't it 13 now?
It might be. It might be.
Where is it? Yeah, there it is. Let's check. I think it is. Okay, it says 10. That is definitely incorrect.
I got 11.
Yeah, I got 11.
Yeah.
You've got three picks between 36 and 77. You're going to have to do some work, or you're going to have to do some maneuvering to get some. Like, they got 3 fives and 3 sixes, which they've done this before. They get these guys in the mid rounds. They sometimes work out. But look where it's gotten, honestly. If you look, please somehow get back David Evans. Somehow. You need it at this point. At left guard. Just whatever he needs, write it to him, send it in. Your defensive line outside of Aaron Donald needs some work. A'shaun Robinson and Greg Gaines are free agents. Jonah Williams, not even the tackle. I don't even know who that is, to be honest with you. Ernest Brown, I know that guy at least. Bobby Brown are there. What are their edges?
Yeah, no Leonard Floyd, obviously.
Oh, my God.
It feels like this is like the spot for like Ojulari or McDonald as well.
Yeah. Looking at that, yeah, edge. Whatever a Kier Thomas is starting. I'm sorry. I am not familiar with your game.
Kind of a breakout year. I speak now directly to Les Snead and Sean McVay. I swear, if you take Tank Dell at pick 77, I swear, I'm going to lose my mind on this pod in a month and a half.
Oh, boy.
Do not do that. No. I don't care if it's Tyler Scott or Mims either. Stop it. Stop it.
Is their starting corners Darion Kendrick, Robert Rochelle, and Kobe Durant?
Oh, gosh. If they don't address trenches and corner the entire draft or take Branch at 36 if he's there,
yeah,
they need to knock it off.
This defense is rough. Ernest Jones and Aaron Donald, you're going to have to carry the load here.
This team is tanking. I don't want to hear anything otherwise.
Just don't take a running back so I can use Cam Akers in my dynasty.
Please. Don't take a running.
They're taking Jahmyr Gibbs though.
They're gonna take A-Chain at 77. A-Chain or Dell at 77. I don't even want to start. We're moving on. I don't fix center, fix the lot. Do smart things. Do not pick 160-pound receivers anymore. Okay. I'm off the box.
We're good there. We're done.
Yeah, we'll move on.
We move on to a good
team here. San Francisco's got three quarterbacks. Should be okay, barring, you know, catastrophic injuries again in 2023.
That is wild.
Sneaky
what is
deal.
The plan here?
Sneaky deal. Darnold starts week one in case and nobody else
can.
I
guess.
The problem is the Darnold train is losing their minds right now. Like, this is it. This is the place.
Yeah.
He's 25. He's as old as Hooker.
It's time. It's a wrap.
He's barely older than Will Levis, and he's been in the league so long. If you believe Will Levis has a lot of upside still, then you better be on the Darnold train as well, I think. This is the offense for him. There's a million guys to throw to.
Yeah.
They did get Jake Brendel back. That's a big deal.
That's huge.
Right tackle,
massive need?
Yeah, I would say so. Cleveland Farrell's probably going to have a productive season in the rotation.
Yeah.
Probably going to happen. I'm going to skip and finish with this guy, but Isaiah Oliver, interesting.
I like that.
Gibson coming back is a big deal with Ward, obviously moving on to Houston. And, of course, one of the scariest tackle and stunt duos potentially ever in the history of the NFL, Mr. Nick Bosa, Mr. Javon Hargrave. Come on down.
How did we let this happen? How did the NFL let this happen?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe like this front four, I mean, if Pharrell gets it together, like even slightly, you've got Drake Jackson there too. You can rotate the two of them. You could take an edge in like round four.
Yeah, like, they have what? 99. They have 99, 101, 102.
Yeah. Those three third round picks are, I mean, they could do a lot of work. Well, they can move up.
They could do a lot of work, or they could pick another running back that's valued in the fifth round.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Evan Hall, welcome to San Francisco. Not that I don't like Evan Hall's game, but like Mo Ibrahim, welcome
to San
Francisco. Would not shock me one bit. But sneakily, you know, you want to get really exciting, you know. Maybe make a little move up for a Zach Harrison, a Zaya Foskey.
I like that.
And you get really interesting front four. You probably wait Yaya Diaby, you know, maybe end his slot. It's not, he really won't be sliding by.
You know what's going to happen too, is Blake Freeland is going to be a 49er.
That could happen. Yeah. I wouldn't shock me one bit. It'd be really crazy if Jalen Duncan ended up a 49er.
Oh yeah.
That fit is exquisite.
49ers keep doing smart things.
Except at running back. Stop doing that. Shanny.
If they take a third round running back this year, what are we?
Honestly, you know what? If they do, I appreciate the commitment to the bit. I do.
Oh yeah.
I like the commitment to the bit if they do that. Kenny
just
Mack,
the third year in a row. Here's the third round running back you guys hate.
Yo. No, they're going to take Tucker if he's there.
Oh, no.
They're going to take Tucker if he's available.
Oh, no.
They're going to. Yep. I'm going to call that right now.
Yeah, I can see it.
Or a Bonnie Kondo, of course. That's also an option.
Oh,
all right. Yeah. I'm going to pencil that in right now as Tucker or a Bonnie Kondo being one of those picks at 99, 101, 102.
Here we go.
I'm throwing that out there. I'm calling it right now.
A Bonnie Kondo to Miami.
Well, yeah, but they have 84, don't they still?
Come on.
Right? Yeah, they still have 84. So, yeah. You know, if they want to do it then, I don't know if they're going to be able to do it at 178, but if they do it at 84, I have a feeling Tucker Bonaconda is going to be a Niner. Feels about right. Let's round it out. Seattle. I like it so far. They need help on the interior defensive line. They bring back Jaron Reed. Solid, but Draymond Jones is the big one.
Yeah,
that's pass rushing interior that leads me to believe that they might actually be out on Jalen Carter at five.
Yeah,
and they may be leaning elsewhere.
I think it's Tyree Wilson right now.
Or
unless you want to take a corner for some reason. I mean, not really even some reason. Like Tariq Woolen, Christian Gonzalez, and Kobe Bryant. I'm in. I am in.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I'm in as well. You know, you convinced me.
Or you go really wild and you take Paris Johnson and you just put him at guard. Put him at guard.
So we talked about, you know, Chicago doing the double move back. Does like Arizona, does Seattle like really push hard on wanting a quarterback? Like push, like press, like we like the QBs.
The thing is,
and then
that,
the Titans trade up with Arizona and it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, Will Anderson. Welcome to Seattle. Or are the Cardinals still stupid and they take Tyree Wilson at three?
Whoa. That was harsh. But well, I'll just put this out there. Like, I don't necessarily see the quarterback train because they re-signed Drew Locke as well.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I got away from today is I don't think they're in on the quarterback as much as everybody thinks they are still. Looking at the roster, wide receivers in play with their second first-round pick. Same with Cyrus Torrence, if you really want to get wild, take the center in round one instead of waiting. Not what I would do. I would take that day two. But the guard, center guard, something needs to be done there. I don't think that's very good right now. You're going to need an edge some way or another. I really like what they have. Just get another piece, and it's full-fledged assault edge. Linebacker has become a very large with Cody Barton on the
Yeah, I agree. I thought they were going to do something in free agency because I did a mock on YouTube for Seattle. I didn't take linebacker really because I thought, they're probably going to, you know, maybe they do something there. I agree. It has tremendously skyrocketed. It would not shock me if, like, Campbell becomes their guy, maybe even at 37. Like, if they feel like they can go that route, they wait center. But, yeah, I agree. I think there's bigger needs now than looking interior defensive line. I don't think they need to
do that.
A lot of their fans want Kancey. I don't think you necessarily need to do that now.
Yeah.
Unless you like really, really want to. I don't think you should do that at 20. If you can get a David Warre at 37, why would you take Kancey at 20? Just saying. But yeah, I agree. I think they're probably out on quarterback, but I think they'd love it if Arizona moved back with a quarterback needy team.
Yeah.
But that is gas. Woolen and Gonzalez. Knock it off, man. That's gas, bro. That is gas. Yeah. Well, that's it. That's a lot. Hope you guys enjoy the long.
Hope you enjoyed the 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours of talking about how every team's draft focus maybe has shifted a little bit. Mason, where can they find you as we get out of here?
You can find me on Twitter at Thompson22Mason.
Of course, follow me at Jake NFL Draft on Twitter. We will be back on Monday. TBD. Don't know what the show is going to be just yet. We've got options, but the positional stuff, we promise, it will be out very, very soon. For us, as it's always draft season, enjoy your Friday. Enjoy this extra long episode. And like I said, we will catch you very, very soon.